This is the Closing Bell Brief for Wednesday, January 15th. I'm Charlie Turner for The Wall Street Journal. The Dow closed above 29,000 for the first time ever after the U.S. and China signed a Phase 1 trade deal. The Dow Jones Industrials rose 90 points to 29,030. The Nasdaq Composite rose 7. The S&P 500 gained 6. The agreement between the U.S. and China represents a truce in a two-year trade war between the nations. As part of the deal, Beijing pledged to buy an additional $200 billion in U.S. goods and services over the next 2 years, including manufactured goods, agriculture, energy, and services. The U.S. agreed to cut tariffs on $120 billion in Chinese goods in half to 7.5% and to scrap other planned tariffs. Shares of Target fell sharply after the retailer reported disappointing holiday sales. Target said November-December sales rose just 1.4%, and it warned that growth for its full fiscal fourth quarter would likely fall short of the 3% to 4% gain it previously predicted. The sluggish sales raise questions about whether the company's turnaround is losing steam. Goldman Sachs says its quarterly profit fell 24% as the bank was hurt by its ties to 1MDB, a Malaysian investment fund. Goldman socked away an extra $1.1 billion late last year to help pay for an expected settlement with regulators who allege Goldman overlooked signs of corruption at 1MDB in pursuit of fees. The Wall Street Journal previously reported that Goldman is negotiating to plead guilty to violating anti-bribery laws and pay the Justice Department a fine of about $2 billion. For more, head to WSJ.com or the WSJ app.